and opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of ZTalk Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.
If this station's not your cup of tea,
then drink coffee!
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 Coffee.
100% news,
100%
information,
100% guarantee.
Thought you might say that.
You're listening to ZTalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Danny Potts from the Kentucky Ghost Chasers, and you're listening to ZTalk Radio.
For those of you who don't like this type of music, we apologize. But in the words of the infamous Dr. Phil,
it ain't about you.
Now shut up and listen.
You're listening to ZTalk Radio Network.
Well, I'll be hornswoggled.
You're listening to ZTalk Radio Network.
You don't say. Oh, what? You think you went off to college or something?
On ZTalkRadio.com.
That's the most amazing thing since Grandma survived the outhouse incident.
This is a production of the ZTalk Radio Network. You're listening to ZTalk Radio Network.
Commencing excision system check. Treble. Mid-range. Online. Base. Unacceptable. Increasing base level.
Show unlike any you've ever heard. This is not your grandma's radio station. You're tuned into ZTalkRadio.com. Place of open minds, varied opinions, and free speech. You're tuned into Chris Davis and Jenny Gurney, and this is Valley Ghost Hunting. Chris Davis and Jenny Gurney.
Hey, Cal, you forgot Teresa West. Need to have him redo that. Well, it's Friday. Yeah, Friday. Really? I need more coffee. It's Wednesday. It's 5 o'clock. Holy crap, I need more coffee. So, how are you, Teresa?
I'm doing very well, if not just a little bit exhausted. How are you?
Yeah, I'm still sick.
Oh, you don't sound as bad as you did last week. That's a good thing.
No. Nowhere near as bad.
Not so much snoring going on.
At least now I'm not drowning in snot.
Well, I want to talk to somebody that has an opinion on Paranormal Witness like I do.
I haven't seen that yet.
Watched a couple of episodes in the past couple of weeks, and on Paranormal Witness and My Ghost Story, both the witnesses at varying levels of experience or knowledge with the paranormal make assumptions on why paranormal activity happens, and it makes me crazy.
Well, they always do.
I should have been on the Rant and Rape show.
Oh, we didn't do a show yesterday, unfortunately.
Okay.
I was out having dinner.
Well, that's important.
We went to Walmart and ended up wandering around Walmart for a couple of hours, and it's like, we're hungry, so we went out to dinner, and I had the most delicious prime rib.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it was delicious.
They didn't share. That sucks.
I don't think you'd want...
Don't mail me a prime rib, okay?
I don't think you'd want prime rib the way I eat it.
Wipe its tail and walk it to the table?
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's exactly how I like it.
I don't
want you to mail me, please.
It was so rare. It was delicious.
On a play of words, I have to say that prime rib is rare around my house, too. in a different way.
Yeah, it's kind of expensive.
Going to Walmart could give you enough material for a whole Rant and Rape show, couldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It does me. Mainly, I guess I'm just getting old, because mainly all I do now when I go to the store is complain because people behind me can't wait patiently until I get my stuff and get out of the way.
Yep.
It's like, if you're in that big a hurry, shop some other time. We can only go as fast as that's poor planning.
Oh, yeah. Every one of them had Coke and Pepsi and all of that stuff in it. Only one had Monster.
You know, I see more people really, I think, hauling around energy drinks than I do Cokes and Pepsis anymore.
Yep.
Not me, but... I'm addicted to aspartame, what can I say? If I don't have a Diet Coke, I'm crazy.
Alright, let's get John in here.
Yes, I was going to say, who's our guest tonight?
Mr. John C. Fowler. As soon as I get him.
Awesome, I'm looking forward to this.
I love his picture on Skype. Well, as we wait for him to answer.
So you say John is the person that created the Paranormal Dictionary?
Yes, John created Paranormal Dictionary. He's also, I believe, the founder of Midnight Watchman.
That is correct.
Hey, there he is.
Well, hi, John.
Hey, how are you?
We actually
doing
had...
very well. This is...
Go ahead, Teresa.
I'm sorry. Oh, I was just going to say, hey, this is Teresa. Nice to meet you.
We
nice
actually
to
had
you too.
John on... May or March, I believe. I think it was March. So
something like that.
We've been waiting a while to get you back on, but you know, Jenny keeps us so damn booked.
I'm telling you, don't complain about the bookings.
I'm not complaining. It's just, wow. Only person I know who can book 4 months in 2 hours.
I don't know. Karen and Cheryl go at it.
So, for starters, John, why don't you tell us a little bit about your team?
Is that what happened last time?
Yeah, last time we had you on, I didn't realize that it was only playing my microphone. This time, the encoder actually stopped working.
I want to say it's paranormal, but it's been happening a lot on the set.
Yeah.
On Z-Talk lately.
You never know what's going to happen.
Nope. So, if your sound is cutting in and out for anybody, just refresh, and it should fix itself, and I gotta sit here and keep an eye on the stupid encoder. So, what made you start the Paranormal Dictionary?
Basically about a year and a half ago, I want to say, I already had the ParanormalDictionary.com web address, and we were using it for a standard web-based dictionary that most groups have, you know, just an HTML website page, you know, standard definitions, nothing really fancy or searchable. And I wanted to do something a little bit different, because I was starting to realize that, one, ours is outdated, and two, everybody kind of had the same thing. A lot of copy and pasting and cut and pasting going on from different websites. But nothing was really complete, I guess you could say, or unique, or was very segmented. And when I mean segmented, it was basically a group had a dictionary site. It might have been just definitions, or it might have been just the little thing. Nothing that really brought the everyday paranormal fan or user to their site. I finally came up with the idea of a wiki, well, you know, Wikipedia-style one, which encompasses everything. Definitions, groups, people, places, events, radio shows like this one, to try to bring that all together. Over the last 8 months, 9 months, since it kind of went live, if you will, for the new relaunch, it's been getting some attention. We hit over, I believe, 400,000 views in that time, which is a lot for a website, to say the least.
Yeah.
And it's attracting some attention, at least from the users. And I talk to every group, I tell them, you know, it's a good way for you to market your team. It's search engines basically will find a wiki a little bit faster than your website. So it's a nice way to get people to, you know, find out a little bit about, you know, you. You know, you're not on TV like Taps or Ghost Hunters or, you know, any of their shows.